The Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival wrapped up this weekend in Indio, California, but my next guest wishes some of those fans would pay a little more attention to what's going on outside the Empire Polo Club. Gustavo Arellano is the California columnist for the LA Times opinion section and recently wrote a piece with the headline, "Coachella Makes Millions, but the festival's impoverished Mexican neighbors see very little of it." And Gustavo, you write about the juxtaposition between the festival itself and the surrounding area. Is the disparity really that stark?
It absolutely is, and the way most people who go to the Coachella Festival is that they go directly to the festival and they don't actually experience the city of Coachella or the Eastern Coachella Valley that surrounds the festival itself. It's almost like what was the old show, Fantasy Island, where you go directly into one place, experience your fantasies, and you don't have to actually bother with the rest of the world.
What is the impact of that? I mean, why is it important that people who are maybe from that area or maybe not from that area, why is it significant that they know the area that they're in?
I just think it's reality. People should know that when you come in and spend your $485 to listen to all this music, right around you is some of the most wrenching poverty in California, place where farm workers, there's so many different levels. Like most of the winter lettuce in the United States is grown in the Coachella Valley. So for all these people who probably go back home and love these organic salads and hipster salads, those people who picked it for you most likely were toiling in the fields where you're rocking out to Beyonce or whatever other, what's the Georgia the Band? No, not Georgia the Man. Some, you know, whatever band. It sounds like a hipster band, though, right?
Well, do you think that the organizers of the festival have any kind of responsibility or obligation to get concert goers out into the community? I mean, it seems like their job is to get as many people to come see the festival and pay their 400 some odd dollars to get in. But I mean, do you think they have some kind of obligation to do something for the community?
Golden Voice, which runs Coachella, and they're under no obligation. To their credit, they do give charity donations to a lot of the places in the Valley. They've given out free tickets to kids who go to the Coachella Valley Unified School District. So they do their effort, and they do bring a lot of money to the Coachella Valley. My issue, though, is that, fine, that's just like how when I grew up in Disney, like in Anaheim. I grew up in Anaheim. Disneyland, of course, is the main attraction there in Anaheim. And they would give us money, and they would give us, like, donations, even free tickets for good students. But they didn't fundamentally change the economics of the area. I think if you're going to be a good corporate neighbor, it should be part of your responsibility to make sure that you do fundamentally change the economy.
So what kinds of things would you like to see them doing that they're not doing now?
No, how about let's start with having a statement, having all artists have a statement, say, we are opposed to Trump's border wall. We are for amnesty for the undocumented immigrants. When you go out into the Coachella Valley and say, go to a date stand, don't haggle with somebody because they're selling you $5 dates, you know, for a case of them or whatever, and just be good neighbors. And we all want to be hedonistic. We all want, you know, I would not want to belong to a revolution that does not allow me to dance, as Emma Luxembourg supposedly said. But at the same time, we should be more responsible. It's a humanistic approach, yes. But when it comes to the Coachella Festival, it's like having a party next to the slums of Calcutta or, you know, or where you had with the World Cup, you know, right next to the favelas. Like, at least myself as a bleeding heart, or better yet, as a Catholic, I can't justify partying when there's wrenching poverty right next to me. And more importantly, just going in pretending like everything's fine.
I'm curious about the first item that you mentioned there, which is having artists say that they are opposed to the Trump administration's border wall or some of his other policies. It seems like that would be an area that festival organizers would really want to steer clear of. And maybe, you know, certain artists might not be comfortable saying that. I mean, are you willing to exclude certain performers from this festival, for example, if they do support the border wall or just don't want to come out publicly and get involved in a political dispute like that?
To each their own. I'm not saying anyone should be required to do anything. I'm just saying that if you're going to come in and you're going to have 125,000 people in front of you and you claim to be liberal and be progressive, then really be liberal and progressive. Beyonce, it's great what she's doing in her last set for historically, you know, HBCUs and really pushing for, you know, black female empowerment or just black empowerment. But imagine the power if she would be wearing a United Farms Worker shirt, or she just, even how about if you want to be just as apolitical as possible, something as simple, a shout out to all the farm workers who run the Coachella Valley the rest of the year and live the most in some wrenching poverty, just know where your food comes from and support.
So what do you think the odds are that at next year's Coachella Festival that some or many of the ideas that you brought forward are going to be taken into account?
Slim to none, and really more than none. It's not going to happen. But think of it this way. To just acknowledge the issues around you, to just acknowledge poverty, that does not take anything. Obviously, you could be more radical and say, you know, no border wall, amnesty, or whatever. I get it. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. And I'm really not going to hold against them. But if you can say simply, hey, a shout out, or, you know, let's take a moment to remember these agricultural workers who can never dream of even being here and who are feeding you wherever you are in the United States. If you can't even say something like that, you know, shame on you, for lack of a better term. Shame on you.
Gustavo Arellano is the California columnist for the LA Times opinion section. Gustavo, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Gracias.